Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, we think we're so fit. We think we're so active. We think we're better than other people because we're healthy, we're hardy, we get outside in the winter. Come on. You know we do. We're Minnesotans, right? Minnesota's one of the most active places in the country. We're super fit. We brave the cold. We go on and on about our lakes and our trails, and we're hardy, right? We're solid Midwestern people. So why does walking four blocks scare the heck out of us? Why is four blocks our limit of walking? And then we got to get in the car. We're done. All right. It's not me. It's Axios. There's a piece in Axios today that suggests a recent report says while Twin Cities ranks high in the nation for overall activity, we do have this very strange utility walking problem. You know what that means? That means we don't walk to work. We don't walk to go get coffee. We don't walk to a restaurant. And we will if it's less than four blocks. That seems to be our radius. It's four blocks. Oh, if it's longer than four blocks, then we gotta drive. But if it's shorter than four blocks, we might walk. Is this true? Is this study bull or is this true? Experts in the study say that it's nearly impossible to get Minnesotans to walk a short distance, like I mentioned, the four blocks, like to a train, from a train station to an office, from a bus stop to an office. After four blocks, we look for a ride. Oh, we have to Uber, we have to get our bike, we got to do something else. We love our 5Ks on Saturday and Sunday, but walking to a restaurant or walking more than four blocks from public transportation is hard for us. So my question for you is this true? You know, we can't believe anything we read anymore, anything experts, I'm using my radio air quotes, guys, experts tell us. Are you what they call a utility walker, or if the restaurant is more than four blocks, are you circling around trying to find a parking space that's closer to the restaurant so you don't have to walk more than four blocks? Is four blocks the walkable limit? And if so, why? 651-461-9226. Parking lot hero or utility walker? Who are you? I'll go first. I love my car. The thing is, I walk almost every day. I'll walk around the lake. I mean, if it's nice enough out, you know, I'll do a 3-mile walk. That's my exercise. I'll enjoy the nature. I'll see the water, the animals. I love it. I love being out in nature, and that's exercise for me. But if I can't find a place to park near my office, I might have to go home and do the show. I might just be done. My husband would say the same thing. He went to the University of Minnesota his first year in college. You know, this is 1,000 years ago. And he says he did very badly because he lived at home and he would drive to the U. And if he couldn't find parking, he just wouldn't go to class and he would just go home. He just didn't go to class. That's why he did so badly his first year. Then he transferred to Madison and did very well. So what's the deal with us and the walking? Is it true? Are we four block kind of radius people? That's it. Personal trainer texted in, Jor, why are you attacking me? No, not attack. Personal trainer, are you also a utility walker? Or is that just something that you do for exercise and we sit in our car? Definitely not attacking you. Love you. Love you. Someone says, study is definitely full of bull. We live in Linden Hills and we walk to Lund's in Edina, a mile away. We walk to the co-op. We walk pretty much everywhere. Fantastic. I love making the experts wrong. Jor, 47 Twins games this year. Walked 1.2 miles each time. I only stopped because of the trade deadline. Okay, personal trainer, once again, thank you. Keep walking. Keep walking. You know that. I don't have to tell you. I've seen you, personal trainer. You look great. Jordana, another text says, I detest parking lots and door dings and lazy people. I will walk however far I need to get where I want. Love that. Okay, I'm hearing it's bull. I'm hearing this is all bull. David, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have to shamefully admit that it's true. Like, I'm somebody, I like to walk, and I don't shy away from a long walk if I am, say, in a new place or in a different city. You know, we were in Chicago recently, sure. And you get off the train and you go, oh, that one place, it's only 3/4 of a mile away. We'll just walk over there quick, no problem. Mm-hmm. But then in my own city, I mean, I have gone on long walks, but I typically don't. I typically try to find parking really close, and I'm annoyed if it's not. And I think it's true. I think it's just part of how our city is set up. And you're right. You said it. You walk 3 miles a day, but if you have to walk mm-hmm. 2 blocks to a restaurant, you're annoyed. Which,
that's right.
When you say it like that, sounds that's ridiculous. Right. Why are we
ridiculous.
Like that? But I think it's true. And I think it's a little regrettable because we're a city that wishes mm-hmm. we had more street traffic. And,
yeah.
Well, here you go. If you're not willing to walk a few blocks down the road, then there's not going to be any foot traffic on the street.
Mm-hmm. And we have what's called a Minnesota walking profile. I did a little research on this. We are active but selective. Data shows that in Minneapolis, 7.2% and in St. Paul, 4.5% actually have a higher percentage of people. So Minneapolis and St. Paul have a higher percentage of people who walk to work compared to larger cities like Chicago and even Portland. Okay, we are capable of walking. So in Minneapolis, 7.2% of people walk to work. In St. Paul, 4.5% of people walk to work. And I mentioned that 4-block threshold that we have. If it's more than 4, that seems to be like our, not that we've shared this information with each other, but that's what the study says. Like if it's more than, in our heads, if it's more than 4 blocks, that's too much. Okay. They call it a perception of convenience. Experts say we resist walks that are commonly accepted in other cities. Like in New York City, you can walk 20 blocks to work. You know, that's what you would do to avoid the subway or, you know, not take a cab or anything. An unnecessary walk, like parking a block away, is perceived as a major inconvenience for us. And I'm trying to put myself in the perspective of somebody being interviewed by these studiers. And I think more than a block away, I don't know if more than a block away is, because I sometimes park more than a block away when I come down to work. But if we're in our car and we want to go somewhere and we got to get there on time, you don't want to have to count in the other, I guess, 5 minutes, whatever it takes you to walk, like 2 minutes. I don't know. You're right. You want to be able to have that convenience, like pulling into a parking spot or having a parking garage or something close. So I get it. I think it's the mentality. When we're in our car, we expect to be very close and just get out and get in. The experts say also we have what's called the skyway effect. In downtown, our walking habits are hidden because we can be in the skyways. So the public doesn't see people walking on the streets, especially short distances, because we're inside. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. And that's just a perception issue. 651-461-9226. I'm still curious if 4 blocks is the limit. That's, you know, we're not walking for utility if it's more than 4 blocks. 651-461-9226. Your texts are fun. Let's take a quick break, get some commercials, and I'll get back to your texts and calls next. Is 4 blocks your limit? Utility walkers, why don't we do it in Minnesota? Axios has a great article on this, that if it's more than four blocks, we don't want it. We don't want to walk. Minnesotans, is that your limit? I mean, we're so fit. People are running marathons right and left. I see people. This guy is biking right past my house right now. We're biking. We're running. We got those crazy get-ups, you know, the outfits when we're biking. We love our fitness. David makes up his own sports. You know, we're doing cross-country skiing. We do everything here. Yet, we don't want to walk more than four blocks when it comes to going to a restaurant or even from mass transportation to work. Is it true? Do you agree with the research? Texters, Jor, I can run a marathon, but I'll be doggone if I'm going to walk across the entire parking lot to enter the grocery store. Amen, brother. Amen. For me, like if I'm going to Mall of America, you want to find the closest spot. I don't want to be in the back of the parking lot and have to schlep. It's about convenience and something, I guess, in our brain about like competitiveness. Mm-hmm. We want a good spot.
I think Mall of America is so interesting because people will go to Mall of America and you're going to log a couple of miles minimum if you go to Mall of America, circling around. Oh, where is that? Upstairs, downstairs, across Nickelodeon Universe. You're going to log all these miles. And I think people are more willing to walk in that circumstance. But then you come downtown or to an area that's outside and you go, oh, that's too far. I could never walk that far. And, you know, you'd walk 10 times out of Mall of America.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They go to walk, but they don't want to park in the back. Deborah from St. Louis Park says, Joy, disagree. I live in a neighborhood and I walk to, I don't want to say where you live, Deborah. I walk to stores, doctors, dentists, etc. all the time. Well, the neighborhood you live in does have things that are close by. The suburbs, it's a little more challenging, you know, when you have a place in a suburb that's just in the middle of a neighborhood. But yeah, I know where you live, Deb. And yes, and I think that is a great thing. Even in the winter, Deb, are you still walking? Just curious. This texter, I'm blind. I walk at least a couple miles a day. I wouldn't have it any other way as I've turned down rides quite often to even walk to places in my neighborhood because I just love to walk. Good for you. Stay safe out there. Jor, we think nothing of walking miles at a time when we're tourists, but don't walk much at home because our suburbs aren't designed for walking. Plus, in our 70s, it's not as easy to walk very far anymore, and we're usually going grocery shopping or Menards to get supplies. It's not convenient to walk. And that's it. Like, if you're going grocery shopping and you're grocery shopping for a family, I get it. You're not walking and you're not expected to walk. This isn't New York City where we have our own personal shopping carts that unfold and fold up in our tiny little apartments. That's not how it works. So it's, I get that. It's less convenient. And we also have the winter. It's hard to walk. Even if you're doing grocery shopping and you live in a walkable neighborhood, to schlep the groceries home in the winter. I get all of that. But like downtown for work? Come on, folks. What are we doing? Jor, some people search for a parking spot close to the door of a health club to use the treadmill. That's so true. That's probably me. That is so true. You're going to exercise, but you want to get closer. That's crazy. We totally do it. Yes, the weather does play, by the way, a big factor in at least the study in Minnesota. Okay, a lot of us don't want to be outside. It's often too cold. Even, you know, you have to bundle up. And then to work, you have to wear these big boots. I know you can carry work shoes after that if you don't want to be in your big boots all the day, you know, the whole day. But the winter in Minnesota makes it more challenging to walk. I know we have skyways, but not everything is totally connected. And guys, we love our cars. I mean, I do love my car. It has all my stuff in it, and it's quite portable. And can go to and from where I need to go. And I can usually get a parking spot within the four block range. So I guess I am the parking lot hero. I want something closer. I love walking, but maybe not walking to stores or restaurants. Also, if I'm going to a restaurant at night, like on a date with my husband or out with friends, I might want to look cute and I might be in heels or don't want to wear a big parka over my cute outfit, just a cute jacket. So I don't necessarily want to walk more than the four blocks if it's winter, if I'm just going out to dinner and maybe my outfit's more important than staying warm.
That's true. But on the other hand, if Like, if I do come down and Katrina and I are dressed up and go into a restaurant, at least in theory, I kind of do want to, like, hold her hand and stroll down Nicollet Mall for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that That's sounds fair. Great, but if you ask me when's the last time I actually did that, I don't know, never, or a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But that sounds nice, doesn't it? And in theory, oh, yeah, we'll walk, we'll, you know, wander under the twinkly lights. But mm-hmm. when we actually get the chance to do that, most of us don't. We choose to park right next to the restaurant.
That's right. Jor, just a couple of your texts before we wrap this up. Jor, I walk 3 miles a day for exercise, but it depends on the neighborhood. In the city, I'm not walking any further than I have to. There's too much crime. And yes, I walk in the winter. Okay. I mean, if you're walking around downtown Minneapolis or St. Paul during the day, I think you're going to be okay. You know, you stay in the business areas. I think you're going to be okay. But I get it. When I was walking around uptown the other day, there were a lot of homeless people. You're right. It made me feel unsafe. So I totally acknowledge that that exists and that is real. Jor, yes, I walk in the winter out unless it's icy. That's fair. Jor, we're lazy slobs, unfit for just about anything besides social media. You know what, Texter? That's fair too. I get it. We love to be on our couch scrolling and not scrolling outside. We are scrolling on our phones. I totally understand that. I don't know that we've solved the issue of whether or not we walk more than 4 blocks, but it's interesting to think about because now when I do park downtown, I will think about that. Does it really matter that I'm 3 blocks away? This is an adequate parking spot. It's probably cheaper, by the way, than the parking spot that's closer to work. And I might now think about utility walking as an extra practice instead of just trying to get the closest spot. I love something that makes me think. So Axios, thank you very much for this piece this morning. It certainly made me think. Thank you for joining me in this conversation. When we get back, there has been a sharp rise in colorectal cancer in young people. The doctors think they know why, but are we willing to make the change because of the reason why? I'll tell you more about this and ask you that. Are you willing to change if it lowers your risk, but it would be quite a behavior change? Let's talk next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Are you willing to change if your doctor and medical research says you're doing something that's dangerous for your health? I want you to think about that, and then I want you to chime in after I tell you about this shocking and upsetting study about colorectal cancer. Now, usually I'm 53 now, so I've had a colonoscopy, right? You get your cancer screenings in your 50s. But the fact is that colorectal cancer is surging in young people around the globe, okay? And I'm talking younger than 50. You might think, oh, 50 is young. No. I'm talking about 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, much younger people. What research is finding is that it's happening at the exact same time as something is appearing in our diets, a large amount of ultra-processed foods. So that's the question. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this study, and the link of colorectal cancer and ultra-processed foods. But are you willing to make the change in your diet now that you know this research? 651-461-9226. And if you've done it, I want to hear how you've done it. All right. The core of this issue is that ultra-processed foods now account, wait for it, for nearly 60% of U.S. adult calories and 70% of our food supply. Now, when I talk about ultra-processed foods, or when other really smart people, I'm just quoting much smarter people than I am, just sharing the information with you and trying to make sense of it. Ultra-processed foods are factory-made, okay? They are made with industrial techniques. They often contain ingredients that you would never use in your kitchen when you were cooking because you don't have access to them. I'm talking about ingredients, things like emulsifiers to hold foods together and enhance their shelf life, or flavor enhancers. For me, a flavor enhancer is salt. And yes, that isn't a lot of ultra-processed foods, but I don't have any other kind of flavor enhancers in my kitchen. Okay. JAMA Oncology. And yes, I used to read JAMA. It's not on my coffee table anymore. That's the Journal of the American Medical Association. Oncology provides compelling evidence. And by the way, I do trust JAMA. As a former medical reporter, as a person, you know, who reads, I don't know that JAMA has been, what's the word I'm looking for? Like tainted almost with unpopular research or conspiracy theories. So I personally, me, just Jordana, I trust JAMA. It provides compelling research linking a lot of ultra-processed foods to precancerous growths. Researchers found that participants with the highest intake of ultra-processed foods, like eating 10 servings a day, had a 45% higher risk of developing growths or polyps by age 50. Okay. And by the way, this risk held up even when they checked out like diabetes or obesity and other things. All right. Experts say ultra-processed foods alter our gut microbiome. They're altering our stomachs and they're causing inflammation. And inflammation can, I'm not saying it does, it can lead to cancer. Okay, so they're saying you should cut ultra-processed foods out of your diet and you should be eating whole foods, real foods, fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, and ultra-processed foods as minimally as possible. Are you willing to do that, knowing this information? 651-461-9226. I'll go one step further because I'll get very specific about what you should be cutting out while you think about this. If you manage to eat healthy, okay, cardiologists say that the mid-afternoon snack can be a killer and a ruiner of your diet. What's your mid-afternoon snack? I really want you to think about it. I mean, I love a DC, a Diet Coke, and cancer be damned because I already had that twice. I don't know that I'm getting rid of the, it's not always daily, but it's often, I'm going to say five times a week, you know, the can of Diet Coke. But the doctors say if you are eating packaged snacks like chips, pretzels, or cookies that are in the package, I'm talking like from the vending machine, not cookies that you made at home, not pretzels that you made the dough with at home. I'm talking about going out and buying a bag of Lay's potato chips. That's considered dangerous territory. Now, I don't often talk a lot about stories like this because I don't want to scare the crap out of you. I still want you to, you know, everything within moderation. But this story made me nervous because I have friends that are younger that are getting diagnosed with cancer or polyps or something dangerous. And I do, like, I would attribute, I'm sure my cancer was somehow what I put in my body. You know, I had a cancer that was not genetic, but it was, they don't even say it's environmental. They say, my doctor said it was bad luck. But come on, like, I'd like to take a little bit of accountability and maybe it was ultra-processed foods. It was something. I'm never going to know in my lifetime, maybe 100 years from now, they'll know what causes leukemia. I don't, hopefully they will and they'll be able to stop it. But I usually think it was something that I brought on that made that happen. So if doctors are telling us now that that's the killer, even if you're eating, you know, your good salmon and rice dinner, brown rice, by the way, eating packaged snacks in the afternoon like chips or pretzels or cookies can be dangerous territory. Lots of saturated fat, and they could lead to some kind of a cardiometabolic disease and possibly cancer. So, are you willing to get rid of some of these ultra-processed foods? 651-461-9226. I'll go first. I mean, you guys know that in the last few years, Mark and I became vegan. It wasn't necessarily... I got to be honest, I didn't do enough research. We watched a couple of documentaries, but the reason that I decided that we were going to do this, and Mark and I together, was because of my doctors at the Mayo. I asked them about their diets, and one was 100% vegan, and the other was vegetarian. And I said, wow, that's really interesting. And I said, why? And they said, oh, I just think it's helpful. And I said, what about for me? They're like, Jordana, you need to eat meat. You need to put on weight. I was like 85 pounds. You know, they're like, you need whatever you need to eat to put on weight and get healthier is fine with us. They weren't pushing that lifestyle on me. But it was more about, you know, do as I do, right? Not what I say. And I that was a good decision for me and Mark. Okay, and I have felt healthier, and I've had less bloating, less stomach issues. We have added back in fish because it was really hard for me to get enough protein without fish. So that's something that we have added back in. So I guess you could call us pescatarian now into our diet because I thought the protein was important. So that's where I took it, but that's just for me. I'm wondering how it's going for you. Are you willing to remove ultra-processed food from your diet? 651-461-9226. Someone said, already done. Real food labels scared me a long time ago. Wow, okay. I get it. Yeah, if you can't read it, right? Doesn't Breyers have a commercial like that? You know, milk, cream, vanilla, and it shows the label without any kind of ultra-processed, you know, paragluten, fibronosis, glanamutamate, whatever they're called. I made all of that up. Jor, yes, I want ice cream, cookies, and cake for my main meals and desserts. It'll probably kill me before I'm 60, but I'm addicted and there's no hope for me. That's not true. There is always hope for you. And by the way, I still sometimes eat cookies and cakes. You can get them vegan and they're still really good. I did stop all of it, Judy. Wow, you guys are way better than I thought. Because me, I still love my vices. I still love my Diet Coke. And I am not above a cookie or a vegan donut every now and then. I still love sugar. And by the way, sugar is a natural ingredient. I still love sugar. Let's get back to some of the research. Because it was really troubling. And it's not only you and I that are thinking of making a change. The snack companies are getting on board as well. PepsiCo has announced a new line of Simply Naked. Get this. I love this. Simply Naked Cheetos and Doritos. How good are Doritos? Doritos, by the way, are specifically designed to make you eat the whole bag. They have some kind of chemical in them that lets you not feel full and makes you want to keep eating them. The creator of Doritos made this in a lab, and it's a real thing if you dive into the research of this. That's why you can't stop eating Doritos. It's not you. It's actively working against you. They are so delicious, and they are not great for us, but they are delicious. So again, I'm not judging, not faulting you. It's also not your fault if you eat the whole bag. So get this. The naked Cheetos and Doritos, the alternatives will be made without artificial flavors and synthetic dyes. So what you're going to see on the Doritos is a pale yellow chip instead of a neon orange one. And the same thing with the Cheetos. You know, you get the Cheeto hands, and if you put them on your pants or, you know, it'll stain your pants or certainly stain the napkin or stain your face when you're eating them. Now they're making them paler yellow and paler orange. And they are specifically addressing consumer fears about additives. So I'm not saying these are a great thing to eat. But they're making them, they're hearing us, and they're making them without artificial flavors or dyes. Now, if my kids wanted to eat these, they're grown-ups, they get to decide. I would say fine, but if you could try to choose the healthier option, that'd be super great. And the kids are sometimes better at this than we are. When I cook, my son is usually my sous chef when he was home, but whenever he's home now, and he tells me, Mom, you can't use seed oils. Don't use vegetable oil. You have to, you're supposed to use, avocado oil, olive oil, avocado oil, and you know, extra virgin olive oil, not the vegetable oil that I'm cooking with. And you know what? He's right. And I made the change in my house. So I'm curious to know if the fact that it's true, colorectal cancer and other cancers are on the rise in 30 and 40 year olds. And doctors are saying it's because of ultra processed foods. Are you willing to make the change? 651-461-9226. I'd love to hear how you're doing it if you have done it. Let's get to some of your texts before we hit the break. Why doesn't RFK take on the food industry regarding this issue? He is. Honestly, RFK is, as you know, the MAHA movement, the Make America Healthy Again. He has been taking this on to remove food dyes. He absolutely has. You know, I think he's a lunatic, but credit where credit is due. RFK has done, he's on the right path with this one. Paul and Deb writes, meat is horrible for people. We've done so much independent research and we rarely eat meat anymore. Paul and Deb, I hear you. There is research that says it leads to inflammation. One of the reasons that Mark and I stopped as well. Your diet soda has the same thing. I don't know if it's the aspartame, but what it does is turn off the full center of your brain and encourage you to eat more food. I'm sure that's true. Absolutely. Jor, sugar is good for you. It's grown naturally in sugar cane. Yes, Diane, I said sugar is a natural product. I don't know that it's good for you, but it's a natural product.
Yeah, but the sugars we have in most of our products in our fridge is not that sugar. It's
right.
Processed corn right. syrup, which is not good for you. Jordana, I think one of the things that's so hard is that you started this by saying that our diet is something like 60% processed foods. And when I hear that, and then, you know, I think, yeah, I should make a change. It's so massive that it feels like too big of a thing to tackle. So to me, like, I think I have to, and I think most people have to just like make that a little smaller and say, look, I'm not going to like go save the world and prevent myself from getting cancer today, but can I do one thing? Can I make a batch of homemade granola and have that for my snack this week? Can I buy one bag of chips instead of three when I go to the grocery store? Like a little thing like that. And then build off that. But yes, we do all need to be healthier, but it takes skill. You have to like change the recipes.
And money.
Change happens. Mm-hmm. It takes money. It takes time to do all that. Mm-hmm. And it's daunting with all the other things. It's not like any of us have 3 extra hours this afternoon to go to the store and prep enough healthy snacks for the next few weeks. But you can do one thing. You can make one healthy snack that your family can eat this week. So I think that's where it like... going to the, 60% and we have to stop ourselves. How about we just do one thing? How about we do one thing this week to make ourselves a little healthier?
Fair.
And like that research is important and needed, but it's tough for me to think about bringing that back home. All right, family, the research says we need to stay off cancer. So that's what we're doing this week. That feels like a tough thing to do to bring
especially when you have
home.
Small kids.
Yes.
David.
Yeah.
Especially when you because you're packing lunches.
Ugh.
You got to keep snacks that they can just grab. I mean, my kids are still eating goldfish and Cheez-Its. You know, not great options. But you know what? As a young mom, you know, a working person, I get it. You got to keep those things that are handy in the house. I mean, you don't have to. I should be harder on myself. You don't have to. But I'm definitely not judging anybody who does. I'm just sharing the information with you because when we know better, we do better. So 70% of our diet is ultra processed foods. I know that we can absolutely do better. Hey, Jor, I've tried to remove processed foods from my diet. I'm probably 90% removed. Thanks for this discussion. Karen, you're slaying. Karen, great job. Good for you. Love it. Jor, I'm listening to this while ordering myself some McDonald's breakfast. Josh. Well, Josh, you gotta make it a healthy order, okay? Love you. My vice, the homemade pan of brownies from Quick Trip. All right, well, is it homemade or is it processed? And friend, you can make homemade brownies at home. You can make brownies at home.
Well, we got to take a break. But that's the other thing. The homemade brownies that, like, you can put a word like homemade on any product. Yes. I can sell Cheez-Its and say, hey, it's homemade style Cheez-Its. And that means absolutely nothing. So
if it's at the Quick Trip, it's processed.
Yes.
It's processed. I'm late for the break. I'll be back in a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Funny story, this texter says, Jorah, we always tried to eat minimally processed food, and my son used to come home with a lunchbox full of snacks because his friends felt sorry for him that he didn't have all the fun processed snacks. Totally hear you on that. In my house, growing up in Parsippany, New Jersey, my friends used to come over because we had the junk drawer. Junk food was a thing in my house. My parents didn't. You know, that's just what we ate. We had a junk drawer. My favorite was Reese's peanut butter cups. There were Snickers. My mom's favorite, Pam Green, loves M&Ms still in her house. We had Little Debbie's. We had all of those things. Now, granted, I don't believe that my parents knew that those things were dangerous for us. They were just snacks that you keep in the house. By the way, nobody in my family is obese. We just ate those. Like, you came home from school and you had two peanut butter cups and that was your snack, and then you had dinner. Like, that was it. So we didn't struggle with that problem, so we just thought it was normal. I ate sugar cereals. I had Frosted Flakes every morning, or Fruit Loops, or I'm trying to think what else I had. Sugar Pops. Well, now they're called like Corn Pops, but they were called Sugar Pops at the time. That's the stuff we kept in the house. And that was our food. I grew up on ultra processed foods. And I'm not saying it's good. It's not good. When we know better, we do better. Pam Green just didn't know. There wasn't research like that out now. It's hard to pull back once you're used to it. But now I feel like we know better. And I also feel like a hypocrite telling my kids don't eat this and don't eat that when I'm sneaking it, you know, on the side. So these are hard things to grapple with, and no judgments here for anybody. But now we do know better. We do. And I'm curious to know if knowing better has led you to the doing better. That's why I wanted to have this conversation with you today. And I do appreciate the ones that you say you're trying. You're trying. And I get it. You're trying. I made brownies for Mark and I last night. We needed a snack. Yeah, okay, they were homemade, and they might not be as good as the Quick Trip ones, but I did make brownies for us last night, and we ate them. They were delicious. All right, David, we got Quick Takes coming up next. What you got for us?
Quick Takes coming up next. We'll talk about this crazy warm day we're having, and do you buy gift cards for Christmas gifts? We'll get into that, too. Ooh, coming up next in Quick Takes.
Good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.